And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, the moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head. See if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and get the conversation started with friends, family, the person we meet on the street. Or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own head and see where it takes us. So the weather out here was pretty gnarly, pretty bad. A lot of snow, not enough snowplow drivers. State of Washington will tell you they had everything under control. We just got hit with a lot of snow. And we did. I think things could have been better, but not incredibly much better. Just again for how much snow we actually did see. Compounding, not just in one burst. And the roads were miserable. Going to and from work. Absolute chaos. Ended up having to dig some guy out at the end of my street. One of the final snow days. It was actually clear all through town. You finally got to my street and it was miserable. But even still, even on the clear roads, it was slick. I went ice skating in my four-wheel drive pickup truck past a state trooper because of black ice. That was an experience. Saw a handful of vehicles that got stuck on the side of the road, got stuck in ditches, got stuck behind some crew of painters that couldn't get started up a hill because they got stuck on ice. So suffice it to say, the roads, the weather out here was less than stellar. Driving was less than exciting. And just the other day, locally, a news story finally came out about a family that slid off the road, went off the road. I don't know if it was snowy or just rainy, but the conditions around here have been bad enough and whatnot that this family ended up driving off the road and into one of the rivers out here. The father got the eight-month-old out of the vehicle, and those are the only two that survived. The mother's body is missing, and the vehicle was just recently pulled out of the water with the eight-year-old boy in it. And it's sad. It's depressing. It's scary. Anytime we get behind the wheel, that could be any one of us. It's terrible, the loss of life, the breaking up of a family such as that. But it could have happened to anybody. Take that turn just a little bit too fast. The conditions are just right where you think you've got it handled and things get out of hand. There's plenty of other stories around here as well. Crazy accidents while driving. A couple years ago, there was a tree that came down on top of a vehicle driving, I would assume, 50 miles an hour. Just the wind and the soaked soil. A lot of soil gets really drenched around here and gets soft, and we get things like landslides and whatnot, but trees easily uprooted, falling over. And this one tree fell over onto this individual's car as they were driving again on a 50-mile-per-hour stretch. Whether or not they were doing the speed limit, I can't tell you, but landed right where the front two car seats are, dead on impact. Freak accident. Scary. And again, with the thought of landslides. Again, a couple years ago, there's a town called Oso here out in Washington. And due to poor building plans, poor permit gathering, poor all of the above, a whole neighborhood was wiped out. Small town, really. Just taken out. The whole side of a hill collapsed and fell down. You may have heard about Oso. The greater Washington area gathered together, bringing supplies, helping dig people out. Whole houses swallowed by this hillside. Families, mothers, daughters, fathers, and sons throughout their day just being at home, swallowed up by the earth. It's scary. And doing nothing wrong, just living life, just being part of themselves, part of everyday life. Till something snaps and changes. Now when we think about taking risks, maybe going the extremes, motorcycles can easily fit into that example. And I can speak from experience that I used to have a little Kawasaki Vulcan 500, little Harley wannabe, but it was a fun bike. It was exciting. I knew of at least two or three times I've almost crashed on that. I was wearing my helmet, but still here. I've still survived. One of those times was just in traffic. Traffic came to a complete stop, and I turned my head just in the nick of time. Had I not, I would have ended up in the bed of a pickup truck. Would have flipped right over it. That would have been bad. I was dirt biking one time. The helmet did save my life, or at least save me from a larger hospital bill. No hospital bill on this accident this fall, but gravel gave out from underneath me, and I fell and head and my helmet smacked the ground. Definitely would have been bad if I wasn't wearing a helmet on that, but that Vulcan, that little Harley wannabe, I'd regularly wear my skull cap and some motorcycle sunglasses. No windshield on it. Keep the wind in my face. Feel it all. Living life. A little bit of excitement. Am I sitting there expecting to die any minute? No, but when the realization, the potential happens, it's kind of a wake-up call. I was having a discussion the other day with a coworker, a good friend of mine, and we were talking about vehicles, and he had to take his vehicle in, and the shop gave him some fancy new Volkswagen GTI. Little ticket machine is what I call him. And he thoroughly agreed. He's not allowed to drive a car like that because he knows exactly what kind of trouble he would get into. It's the reason I drive slow vehicles is because I know what kind of trouble I could get into. And inside a car, you're a little bit more safe. There's a little bit more control than just the two wheels of the motorcycle. My coworker says he's never allowed to ride a motorcycle, ever. Because he know he'll push the limits, and again, I completely understand. It's that moment of excitement and exhilaration of living life and being there and enjoying every moment that we have. There's no point in reducing all risk. Again, we can go just driving down the road, regular kind of weather, don't think anything of it, and a tree can fall. You can be going ahead and taking risks. You can be a crazy BMX bike rider, or you can be a cliff jumper or extreme diver, stunt airplane person, play with tigers, lions, and bears, oh my. But just living life, just going about, things happen. I remember videos of giant boulders rolling down the hillside somewhere in Japan, and that was terrifying. Flash floods happen, tornadoes happen. And yeah, it sucked for that one individual that made the news because he was stuck at work and giant megacorp wouldn't let him go home because of the weather. Could have gotten hurt on the way home, or he could have just ended up, you know, not coming home after work. Just through the regular course of life, not even looking at careers or jobs that regularly put an individual in harm's way. Police officers, firefighters, paramedics. Anyone in the armed services. Some people do it for a little bit of exhilaration, a little bit of fun. And some people just kind of go about their day again, living life. We have things like, again, the seatbelt laws and the helmet laws. Helps us protect ourselves, make sure that certain accidents don't really completely incapacitate us. Reduce the strain on both the hospital bills on the people administering health treatment and the one receiving it. But then there's rules and laws in places that don't require things like helmets on motorcycle riders. They figure if you really want to push your luck, you want to live your life that way, it's not our fault that we're going to have to clean up the mess and send your family the bill, but that'll be on you kind of situation. We have seatbelt laws that are there to protect the individuals on the inside from car accidents. The owner of Volvo is the person you can credit for the three-point harness after he lost his family in a car accident before seatbelts were required, were technically even a thing. We can put up the bumpers down our bowling alley. We can make sure that things go as smooth and as simple as possible. But who's to say the person in the next bowling alley over doesn't decide to chuck their bowling ball across three lanes because they're new and inexperienced. Or the roof gives way and the bowling alley kind of collapses on itself. I'm not entirely sure where all I was kind of going with this, but again, we need to live life. We need to take every moment, as cliche as the moment, the statement is, live every day as if it were your last. Because again, you can look both ways before crossing the street and get struck by lightning. You can look both ways before crossing the street and some lady knocks her poodle off the 90th store floor balcony and ka-chunk is embedded in your head. And not to be cruel or sad or mean or anything like that. But life is fragile. Life is fleeting. Life is quick. There's never enough time. And as much as we want to say we'll get it done tomorrow, we can't always promise that we'll be able to get it done tomorrow. Things outside of our control can take us from 0 to 60 or from 60 to 0 without us even knowing. So you can choose to wear your helmet, wear your seatbelt. Choose not to. Not here to tell you what to do. Not to here to tell you what to think. I'm just here giving ideas, talking points, jumping off points for you to take and create your own conversation, your own ideas, and build it up, expand it, reinvent it, and share the conversation with someone else. If they ask you where you got any of that idea, you just send it my way. You tell them Billy Bone sent you, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. Find me on Twitter and Gab at Billy Bones. You find me on No Agenda Social, Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. And there's a website as well, billybones.com. Remember, that is spelt with a number 3 instead of an E. There on the website, you can find links to email and Discord for longer forms of communication. You can find links to past episodes and show notes. There's a small amount here today. And then this is a value for value podcast. If you found value out of this episode or the entire collection, fantastic. I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask you to do is you give the show a share. Maybe someone else gets the ideas, the thoughts churning, sparking within their mind, and they can take it and go somewhere with it. But if you felt my time, my energy, this podcast was worth a monetary value, again, you go to billybones.com, you scroll all the way down, click that value for value button. You chip in, you donate, you support the show in a number that you feel represents what the value is that you receive. You can send in $1, you can send in $5, you can send in $1,000. You can make it a one-time payment or a monthly payment, but however it works out. But thanks for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.